You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report. What is trending? Oh, let's knock out box office quickly. Spider-Man was back to number one. Not a whole lot of people went to the movies this weekend, it doesn't look like.
Everything I'm hearing is everything that's out right now is crap. There's like
except
zero.
The Spider-Man. People really like that.
Really? I'm even hearing that one's not good.
Really?
I heard about The Flash this weekend from some people, too. They said it was absolutely horrific.
Well,
so
the thing
bad.
About The Flash is that it is now officially a bomb because it dropped something like 75% from week one to week two, had a $200 million budget. And I don't know if it's going to make $100 million back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the people I talked to said it was just really bad.
The new Jennifer Lawrence movie didn't do that well, came in fourth. Yeah. Little Mermaid, though, is still in the top 10.
All right. Okay.
So anyway, that's going on. True crime fans, there are millions of them around the country. I live with two of them. And I even took the story and sent it to my stepdaughter because she is such a freak about true crime stuff. There is a police department in Arizona. It's the Tucson Police Department. They're creating a new position that, as I read this, it's almost as if you become a citizen detective so that you get to help solve crimes. And you don't have to become an actual police officer first.
Oh.
They're calling it a professional staff investigator.
So is that just it's people that have watched a lot of these true crimes? They can kind of sniff it out.
You would hope. Now, they say it does require some training. You do go through like 7 weeks at a police academy and then you do some field training. But after that, you basically are out there doing things that regular investigators do.
Why not?
You go and interview suspects. You collect evidence. You visit crime scenes. And it pays like $22 to $33 an hour. And they say they're hiring 20 people to do this.
They will fill those spots. Absolutely.
They
what
say,
a fun idea.
They say the general public is already helping a lot with investigations because they're so into true crime. I would imagine if I'm a cop, I would think that more people probably muck up an investigation than actually help. But the intent is there. So the Tucson Police Department is saying, let's at least train you a little bit and then you can help.
I love the idea. I love
it. I do too. I mean, it's like crowdsourcing, you know, crime solving.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if this is your life and this is all you consume, you probably have some insight. So
I love it.
Fancy. I like it. Interesting story about fitness. Jeremy, do you like fitness?
Fitness cheeseburger in my mouth.
Couple of twins. These guys are based over in London. They like doing like physical experiments on themselves physically. So what they did is they tried something out. The twins did the exact same workout for 3 months. However, one of them exercised twice as long as the other one. So you're saying, oh, well, obviously that one's going to see better results. That's the reason this is a trending story. At the end of the 3 months, they did their checks on everything, and they found they basically had exactly the same results.
Really?
So working out twice as long does not deliver twice the benefit. Just work out and get some sort of workout going has the same benefits as trying to like kill yourself and do it twice as long.
Well, you just gave the green light to a bunch of people this morning that was going to work out for 30 minutes, but now they're like 15 tops.
Well, you know, if you get your heart rate, look, I am no doctor and I don't claim to be one. I'm no fitness expert, obviously. I'm not a nutritionist. However, I do believe that if you're eating properly and getting a fair amount of exercise, you're in way better shape than the vast majority of people.
Diet's a huge part of it, for sure.
Yeah, in fact, I've read over and over again that this whole fascination with, you know, the exercise part is backwards. That it is much more crucial what you are putting into your body than how much exercise you're getting. But still exercise.
Yes, but still do it.
So confusing. And plus, you know what makes it more difficult? And I bet nutritionists would back me up on this. Every person is different with their own metabolism, their own, I mean, we're just wired differently.
Yeah, you'll have to figure out your own internal
what
mechanisms.
Works for you.
And then hit it.
I love this story. First of all, if we're going to talk sports at all from this weekend, how about the Rockies?
I was going to say, I'm surprised you didn't mention it. My God.
Here's the funny thing about the Rockies this weekend, quickly. They played a three-game series against the Angels. In three games, the Rockies were outscored 32-12. Okay, hold on to that number for a second. In three games, the Rockies were outscored 32-12. Now, with that in mind, get a load of this. In the three games, the Rockies won two of them.
Right. It was just that one on Saturday night that everyone was like, my God, it was 25-1.
25-1.
And it was at like 23-0 in the fourth or something?
Fourth inning.
And
yeah, the Angels
yeah.
had 23 runs in the fourth inning.
I'm not a sports guy, and I was even sending Dom and Josh screenshots of that. I was like, what the hell is going on right
and
now?
And it made me laugh. I mean, I really laughed. But, you know, it just goes to show, and the Rockies came back yesterday and won. So,
yeah, so hey.
It doesn't matter if you really, if you lose 2-1 or 25-1.
Well,
it's still an L.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, though. That one was really embarrassing.
I think, you know, I got to say, I give them props. They came back and they won yesterday after yeah. that.
Do better.
Speaking of baseball, though, there's a summer baseball team in Macon, Georgia. It's funny because there used to be a minor league team in Macon, Georgia, and they were the Whoopee. So the team was the Macon Whoopee, which
Love
is
it.
Hilarious.
It's good.
But this team is the Macon Bacon.
Yeah.
And their mascot is a 7-foot-tall slice of bacon named Kevin. I'll let you think about that for a second, why his name is Kevin. Got it? Okay, everyone, good. Now an animal rights group has come out. They're called the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and they are demanding that the team change its name to something that's healthier.
Oh, God.
tofu? The statement from the team is, the Macon Bacon do not view ourselves as a glorification of an unhealthy lifestyle. We pride ourselves on being a fun-natured organization focused on bringing families and communities together.
Yeah, there you go.
And then they came back and they said, listen, we also offer plant-based options at our stadium.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, are they mad at everything that the stadium is serving then? Like,
mm-hmm. As for the name, the spokesperson said, we will not consider a name change ever. So what they did is they just gave the finger right to this group that's demanding they change their name. In fact, I'll bet they got the double bird from the Macon Bacon.
Yeah, double bacon bird.
You don't like it? Don't come to our games.
I listened to a really good podcast this weekend talking about mascots and how beneficial they are for sports teams and actually mm-hmm. how they can boost the revenue for sports teams depending on your mascots. I mean, just look at Rocky.
And they
did a deep dive. Besides Dinger, they did a deep dive into the Philly Fanatic and how once that one was created, the amount of people that started showing up more to see the games because the Philly Fanatic was so entertaining.
Yeah.
Created by the Jim Henson Muppet crew.
Did they talk much about the original, the San Diego Chicken?
They did talk about the chicken, yes.
Because I think the chicken was the forebear to all of them, I believe.
Yes, I believe it was.
That guy really connected with the community.
One of the biggest marketing mistakes for the Philly team was that they offered up, they created the Philly Fanatic, the Jim Henson people did, and they said, listen, you can buy the mascot from us for like $2,500, or you can buy the mascot and the rights for $3,500. And the marketing guy was like, I'm going to save the team some money, and I'm just buying the mascot for $2,500. And it turned out after merchandise and years of people showing up and yada, 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 they were rolling in like millions of dollars in Philly Fanatic, you know, royalties.
Gear
and everything. And the marketing guy was like, that was the biggest mistake I've ever made in my career. Was saving the team like $1,500 and missing out on millions of dollars.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, look at us talking mascots.
What else is trending?
Today is National Chocolate Pudding Day, you guys. Yeah. It was always a special occasion when I was a kid and I'd open up the fridge and Mom would have that pudding there and the little pudding cups that she homemade, you know, and it was like layered chocolate, vanilla, I was like, what did it ever deserve
get that
to
weird
do this?
Film over the top of it?
I don't think so. Maybe your mom was making it wrong. I don't know.
Maybe that's she was.
Maybe Bill Cosby got a hold of it. I don't know. There was something else in there. Vanna White, Dom, going the total opposite direction of Pat Sajak. She's saying that, you know, she probably wants to stay with Wheel of Fortune, and instead of paying me $3 million a year, I want to make five times that. So she wants a gigantic raise to stay.
Is that what she's asking for?
I know that Pat Sajak
made five times what she made, but I don't think she's demanding
she
that.
She just wants
more, a big raise.
More, you're right. Yeah, I misread the story here. But anyway, so she's not going to quit. She's going to dig in her lovely heels, and she wants to stay and have a raise. What are your thoughts on that? Good idea?
You know what? Whatever she wants. Whatever she wants. That, you know, those people, they bring in so much money. Throw her an extra couple million.
Keep her around for a little bit longer. She's iconic, you know?
She's going to be your connection to the glory days. So, yeah, pay her.
So, anyway, Vanna's not going to quit. She just wants more money. And apparently Pat Sajak made five times more than her. So, that's a jerk thing. She does more work than Pat, obviously.
I'm going to do some research on that.
You think that's right?
Because the stories that I've read, because I read what you're talking about here this morning, I don't think he made five times what she made. That's not what I read before when I saw about their salary. So this could be some like her people.
Disregard this entire story.
No, because the story itself is great in that she wants to stay. Remember we were wondering last week what was going to happen to her?
Yeah, I thought for sure she'd be like, Pat's going. It's probably my time, too.
Oh, man, the almighty dollar speaks, buddy.
Yeah. Anyway, this is kind of a funny story this morning. It's coming out from the Wall Street Journal. It was a poll talking about like some of the sexiest things that guys can wear. I went through this just this morning because I have a button-up shirt, and I was like, how many buttons do I unbutton from the top? I'm a one-button guy. But apparently the sexiest way a man can wear an unbuttoned shirt is just the two buttons. So you got to unbutton two just to show a little chest action, and that's supposedly the sexiest way. Second is the one. No buttons came in on the list. And then three buttons? 10% of people said three buttons? You might as well just take your shirt off at that point.
That's like the old disco era with the big gold chain.
All the way down.
You had to unbutton your shirt halfway down. We used to have a consultant dude for the radio station. Remember him? The Sandblaster?
Oh, yes.
And he was a three-button guy all the time. He would come to meetings with his shirt halfway undone.
He had like shag carpet pouring out of that thing. Mm-hmm. He looked real greasy. Greasy guy. Anyway, there's other things on there talking about, like ankles are sexy. Don't wear jewelry, apparently. 47% of people said that is not a turn-on, men's jewelry. And I know our producer Josh wears a lot of jewelry, so... anyway, we got a bunch of other stuff we can get to for the second trending report, so we can go ahead and just hop to clickbaity.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Two things you need to check out on there today. The smartest cow in the world, it's a cow in Nebraska named Ghost, just set a world record by doing 10 tricks in under a minute. This cow can, like, stay and come and spin and bow and kiss and all sorts of things. And you got to see the pictures of the new world's ugliest dog. It's been crowned. A little guy named Scooter, 7-year-old, a hairless Chinese crested dog with deformed backwards-facing legs. Poor little pooch. Anyway, he's pretty fugly. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.
From what I see, Pat Sajak, $15 million per year. Vanna White, between $7.5 and $10
million. Well, this story was way off.
I'm telling you, it's somebody trying to advocate for her, which is fine. But the stuff I'm reading is that she makes $7.5 to $10 million a year.
Oh, and this says she makes $3 million a year in this story.
Who do you believe?
Who do we believe?
Who do we possibly believe?
Anyway, Vanna's sticking around, possibly.
Deep down inside, she's still worth, they say, between $80 and $90 million. So Vanna is not hurting.
Right, then why at that point would you just not retire? Like, I'm done with these stupid letters.
You know, if you listed the 100 easiest jobs on the planet, Both Pat Sajak and Vanna White have two of the easiest jobs history.
I mean, it's like an iconic position. You're still out in the spotlight. You're still making money. So,
and between them, they're making roughly $22 to $25 million a year to do the easiest jobs ever. Why give that up?
True story, man. True story. Just keep going.